Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute, we're bringing you another chapter of Kitty, My Rib, the story of Catherine von Bora, wife of the great reformer, Dr. Martin Luther.
The pressures of the threat of war weighed heavily upon the doctor as he felt a personal responsibility toward it. He was much relieved when the threat subsided, and we noticed an easier manner about him. He wanted to be outside more, and we enjoyed having him come out and inquire about the garden.
Still the most beautiful roses in the world, eh, Wolf?
I try, Sir Doctor. I just plant, water, dig, and prune. The good Lord does the rest.
Well, Catherine, we again have peace in Germany.
Oh, Doctor, that is good news indeed.
Yes. The Emperor has been compelled to yield to the demands of the Protestant princes in the matter of religion.
Will this mean that you will not have to go away anymore, Doctor?
No, I wish it did, Wolf. An earthly battle has been avoided, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. There will be greater battles still to fight, and I must be ready when the call comes.
Oh, I see.
It is good that we have peace in Germany, God be praised.
Yes. And now I must prepare a few statements and do some more translation. Oh, what a beautiful day. And what a beautiful place to spend it.
You should come out here more often, Doctor.
As time allows, my dear. Now, I must be at my work.
Wolf, The doctor is happy, but tired.
Yes, Mistress Catherine. He needs a rest.
He won't rest. But maybe... Maybe we can give him a little bit of the next best thing.
Then what would that be?
Maybe we could have a celebration.
A celebration, Mistress Catherine?
Yes. Tomorrow. I've got plenty to drink on hand, and I'll net some fish. You kill and clean some chickens, and we'll pick fruit. We'll invite all of the doctor's friends and their wives, and we'll just eat and play and sing.
Oh, it would do the doctor good.
Of course it would. We'll make it a real party and a real surprise for the doctor. Is everything ready for this evening, Aunt Lena?
Well, everything that I know of. There is plenty of food prepared. The guests have been invited. The tables are set.
I have hung lanterns outside so that we can see.
Now, the doctor has been in the study all day, and he doesn't even know anything's going on. I know he'll complain that there's so little to eat on the table now, but we must not allow him to suspect.
Oh, shh! Here he comes for supper. Oh.
Good evening, my dear. Aunt Lena, Wolf.
Good evening, Doctor.
Do I look strange or something?
Why, no, Doctor. Why do you ask?
And why are you all staring at me that way?
Oh, well, not staring at you.
Well, no. Never mind. Let's eat. I'm starved. Huh? What's this? Is there a week of fasting in the calendar that I'm not aware of? Where is all the food?
Oh, Doctor, it's so hot. We shouldn't really eat so much on such a hot day. It's not healthy.
And I shall be glad to get the scanty meal over with and get back to work. Come, let's pray.
The guests are all here, Catherine. They're outside.
You tell them they must be quiet until the doctor comes down.
He will be so surprised.
Here he comes.
What was it you wanted to see me about, Catherine?
I must see you outside for a moment.
Outside?
Yes, I must get your advice about something that must be done to the garden. Right out here, Doctor.
Surprise, Doctor!
Why, where did you all come from? And my Langthons, Ed Jonas and the Bugenhagens, and George Rohrer. Jasper.
Good evening.
Yeah, Lucas Cronick, I'm so glad to see you all. Catherine, what's all this about?
It's just a party, dear Doctor. A time for you to enjoy your friends.
Oh.
Those moments of fun and relaxation were few and far between for the doctor. Oh, not because I didn't have time to plan them, but because he didn't have time to enjoy them. He was so absorbed in his work and in the translation of the Holy Scriptures. And on top of this, all the other pressures.
If the people of Wittenberg could just see what I'm trying to do for them. It grieves me, their lack of response. Do you remember how last year I did everything I could think of in every possible way to raise the standard of living here in Wittenberg?
Yes,
I wrote out to the elector, asking him, begging him, in fact, to be as a father to my most precious treasure, to take care of the faithful ministers, the young theological students I asked him to guide and protect them. I wanted him not to shower them with gifts and luxuries, but only to see that their basic needs were
cared for. Doctor, I know. I know that you did all you could.
I have as many of them at my own table as I can possibly accommodate, and I can do no more myself.
Oh, Doctor, why the sudden sadness? Have you heard something?
I've known for a long time that there are many students in Wittenberg, and they have scarcely anything to live on but bread and water. It's a disgrace to this town.
Perhaps one day we'll be able to leave Wittenberg.
Perhaps. Right now, I would gladly wipe the dust of this town off my feet.
Kitty, I'll never understand how you can sit in church and look every bit a lady of leisure, and by the time I get home, you're already in the kitchen hard at work.
That shouldn't be hard to understand. I have so much work to do and so many hours in which to do it. I have to hurry. You seem to be in a good mood today. Has something happened?
Indeed it has. I got a raise in salary today.
Oh!
Elector John has officially confirmed the grant made by Elector Frederick the Wise before he died, so that now the parsonage is legally deeded to us.
And you accepted?
Of course I did. A laborer is worthy of his hire.
God be praised.
Yes, he has been good and encouraging.
Doctor, do you suppose we could possibly purchase the small garden next to the parsonage?
Why? You're using it now, aren't you? Why must we own it when you're using it anyway?
But, Doctor, don't you think that now that we own the parsonage, we should own the garden as well?
That doesn't make sense.
Please, Doctor. It does make good sense.
I do not agree, but I'll think about it. Catherine.
Yes, sir, Doctor?
I thought I'd tell you. I purchased the garden you wanted.
Oh!
Why are you crying? I thought you wanted the garden.
I did. Oh, I mean, I do. Oh, but I'm so mean and selfish. I don't even deserve to have it. I troubled you and you had so many things to do and think about.
Catherine, you do deserve it. And much, much more. And while I was at it, I also purchased the large house and property of Klaus Biedenauer on the swine market.
The one with that lazy brook flowing through the property?
Yes, that's the one.
I can fish there?
It's yours now. You can do anything you like.
Oh, dear doctor, I love you very much. You're a dear, generous husband.
No, I'm just intelligent enough to appreciate the good, loving wife God has given me.
My husband was a fine and generous man and a good father. When within the next few years two more children, Paul and Margaret, were born, he tried to find more time to be with his family. At such times, his generous nature was most evident. But he could be stern beyond reason whenever one of the children disobeyed him. As once on Hans's 9th birthday.
Oh, Catherine, I'm so glad I purchased this summer house for us.
It is nice to get away from the city for a while.
I cannot thank you enough, dear husband.
And where is the birthday boy? Where is our Hans?
He and Wolf went somewhere. They should be back shortly. Oh, here they come now. Father, father!
Hello, my birthday king!
Yes.
And do you feel 9 years old?
Yes, father.
And where have you been to delay his birthday like this? Hans, where have you been? Hans, I demand that you answer me.
We were trapping birds.
Trapping birds? I have forbidden the boy to trap poor, defenseless birds, which are God's creatures. I will not speak to him all day.
Doctor, I'm sure that he's sorry and will not do it again. Besides, it's his birthday.
Nevertheless, I do not intend to speak to him again today.
I'm sorry, Papa. I won't do it again.
Catherine, when are we to eat?
Doctor, must you
be... There is nothing more to be said.
Please, Papa, don't do this to Hans. Please, please.
And why not, little Lena?
Because it makes me feel bad. It's so cruel, Papa. And on his birthday.
Don't you think Hans was being cruel to the little birds?
Yes, Papa. But he's truly sorry, and he won't do it again.
Well, how do we know that he won't? I had already forbidden him to do it, and yet he did do it again.
Papa, I know that he won't ever do it again because Hans is really a good boy.
You love your brother very much, don't you?
Yes, Papa, I do. Hans is good to me. I love everyone, though, Papa, because God wants me to.
And does God not also want Hans to be punished?
Yes, Papa, but he loves Hans. Maybe he has already forgiven him. Do you think if God can forgive Hans, you could too, Papa?
Doctor? You have not answered Lena's question.
And what can I say, dear wife? Out of the mouths of babes hast thou ordained strength. Here are all the very principles of God's salvation. And it took a child to show them to me. Transgression of the law, punishment imposed, forgiveness asked, the case pleaded by one whom the Father loves. Oh, blessed children. Oh, that we could become like them. Come here, my son, and happy birthday.
Oh, Papa, Papa. Oh, thank you, Papa.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear little Lena.
It was a very pleasant day, wasn't it, dear doctor?
Yes, Catherine, a very pleasant day and a wonderful learning experience. Isn't it amazing how our theology is able to run so far ahead of us sometimes we don't even see it under our very noses?
Perhaps that's why the Lord has blessed us with 4 children.
Yes, perhaps. You know, I think I enjoy these few moments with you at the end of the day most of all. Just to sit here by the fire and think over the day's activities. It's
normal, would you say, for a husband and wife?
Yes. Which brings up my next subject.
And that is?
Soon I must make another trip. The elector wants me to go through Smalkalt. I think that I must.
Oh, doctor, you're not well enough to make another trip.
I'm just tired, that's all. All will go well.
Well, so much for the normal life of the Luthers at home.
And so we conclude another chapter of Kitty, My Rib, the story of Catherine von Bora, wife of Dr. Martin Luther. Stories of Great Christians is produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.